Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the line.
Oh.
Hold up the line.
Hold up the line.
Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers.
Hold up the line.
Everybody.
Hold up the line.
Yeah.
Let the light shine around the world.
Of the divine, you have just landed in love because you were made in love, by love, for love, just to be love. We welcome you to Love, Light, and Positivity. I am your host, Imaja Jubilee, and I'm right here in Richmond, Virginia. We welcome you from all over the world, all nations, all people. We welcome you to our show today. And we give thanks to God. We give high praise to God. We give praise to the Creator because He created us in all this wonderful love, to be loved, made by His love. I get so excited about the fact that I was created in love and knowing that you too were created by this love. Slow, cleansing breath together. Let us inhale and exhale through our mouth. Let us do that again. Inhale and exhale. So we know when we take a breath together because God gives us breath. He breathed into us and we became living souls. So when we take a breath together, we breathe life. And God has given us this life one more day, one more time, as my mother would say. It could have been the other way, but we all woke up this morning with life. And I'm here to tell you to be lived in full expression, being what the divine has put on your heart to do. And I feel, and I must tell you more than ever in times like these, that this is the platform that was given to me by Kayla Paget, who is CEO of Finding My Way Radio, and Josie's Inspirational Network. I want to thank them for having this platform, because now more than ever, we are just guided to bring and lift up the light over the world. And we are here to uplift, as I said, inspire, influence, and encourage all beings all over this world to be the best version of themselves that they can be. Not guided by your head now, not guided by the mentality of the world. You are to be in the world, but not of the world. Be guided by spirit. Be guided by spirit as to where you should be, how you should be, and what you should be doing it. So we'll breathe in that breath again. And as we exhale, we want to tell you we have an exciting and inspiring show for you today. In our virtual green room, we have none other than Idella Madison, who is a freelance photographer. And we will bring her on in just a very few minutes. But there is something that I want to do right here, something that I wrote especially for today's program that I want to share with you. So what we have to remember is this. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. We want you to remember that today. Who is in charge? He's got you and me, brother, all the children everywhere, all around this globe in his hands. So with that, I say to you, all of you who are listening, sending you all today, all around the world, a tsunami of love and prayers that uplift all of us to the highest good of the Almighty God we serve. We were created in this flow of good. We are made in good, by good, for good. So as we move in this flow of good, created by this divine artist, we recognize and we remember that we are all masterpieces. We are all masterpieces. No one is left out. The Creator brings to us only compassion, love, and understanding to all our encounters, all of our experiences, and all our personal affairs, physically, emotionally, and mentally, and most of all, spiritually. For God is our source, and we shall not want. God allows us to flourish in times like these in the vastness of God's love. We are restored to what created us to be. And though we often live among negative beliefs, the pandemic or diseases that is going on, these are only distortions of reality. But when we remember, we fear nothing or no one, no negativity, for the Almighty is our grounding center. So take a breath. And centered in Christ, we abide with heartfelt gratitude. Christ fills us with compassion for all humanity, and our souls are overflowing. And we cultivate the spirit of forgiveness and gratitude in all of our affairs, in every aspect of our amazing lives. We are not intimidated by this darkness that wants to try to permeate our external environment, for inside of us, in all of us, in our minds, our bodies, and souls, we reside in Christ. My beloved God of agape love is pouring love on us today. The God that knows my name, the God that knows your name, the God that will heal, dry all of our tears and heal all of our pain. So today, let us dance, the dance like David danced, in praise and high jubilation. For with this, we have eternal salvation. We know this for all nations. Now we rest in this, and we go forth knowing that we are covered by God. In all situations, we are covered by God. In all situations. So don't forget that, beloved. You're covered, and your consistent prayers for all that's happening, and allow you yourself to dwell inward. Walk in nature. Talk to God. That's what I've been doing. Walking in nature, talking to nature as it comes forth in the season of spring. So with that being said, there's no other place to go. You don't need no other place to go but to the Almighty. So let us breathe together. We take a breath in. Now, I told you we had a very special guest today. My guest is Ms. Idella Madison. And I have to tell you a story about how I met her, but we're not going to go into that right now. We're just so excited to have her. She is a freelance photographer who hops the world, as she says, and takes pictures. And she's a self-taught photographer. Location was in the Black Beat magazine, and it was a picture of Queen Latifah. She's also been published in Vibe and Source, and her photo of Prince in 1985 was featured in the Nelson George documentary, Finding the Funk. Idella, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Love, Light, and Positivity. Welcome to our show.
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful. So, Idella, tell us how you got into doing these photographs.
Well, it started with my father, T.W. Fair. He was one of the first blacks to do photography and had his own store in New Brunswick, New Jersey, called the Black Boutique. He would take a Polaroid camera and go around to the different bars and take pictures, and he went from that. And then my brother, Alvin Fair, had Studio One, and I would go to him, to his store. And then I went to Kennedy Library in Piscataway, New Jersey, where I was raised at. And I went in the library, got some books, and sat down and taught myself and started going around the neighborhood, photographing people in the neighborhood, school events. And it just took off from there.
So I feel like when you are a photographer, you are an artist. You are creating things, even because you have to have an eye to look through the camera to be able to capture those moments that show what life is all about or what your subject is all about. Is that how photography works?
Well, yes, you definitely have to have an eye for what it is that you're looking at. And I was blessed to have that. And I found out that when I did photography, when I was shooting concerts, was my niche of what I did the best. And I kept on doing it, and next thing I know, I was in magazines. And people were calling me for weddings and all different type of events. And I just kept on with it, and I still do it to this day.
Well, I after listening to what you're saying, I do, and knowing the caliber of work that you do, and I know you've told me you've got a whole bunch of pictures you've saved over the years and what's going to be in your upcoming book. And what is the name of the book?
Oh, How I Got So Funky.
How I Got So Funky. Y'all hear that, right? How I Got So
yes.
Funky. And part of you having that funk is being able to capture people in moments that somebody else might miss. And I feel like that's a gift from God to be able to see with that kind of eye.
Yes. Yes, I got to photograph James Brown, Sly Stone, George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, Prince, and so forth and so forth. I have a lot of people. And then I went into R&B. I have Marvin Gaye, rap, Tupac, Biggie.
Wow.
Mary J. Blige. Yes, I have a very large collection.
Your resume really, really, really speaks for itself. So tell me something. Of all those people that you met, I know you have had experiences. What is the most memorable experience that you had shooting? Would you mind sharing a story with us?
Well, the pictures that I did of Prince at the Palladium in New York in 1985, when I was in front of the stage taking pictures of him, I kept wondering why, when I looked through my viewfinder, why I wasn't seeing anything. Well, Prince was doing practical jokes that evening. He would, when he would start singing and he'd dance and he'd spin in front of my camera and put his hand over my lens so I wasn't able to see.
Okay,
and when I looked up to see what was wrong with my camera, he was standing there in my face, and I was like, okay, you got this. And then he'd spin off, and then I'd get the shots, and then he would come back, and he would do the same thing again. I was like, okay, so it's going to be that type of evening. So you never knew what was going to happen when you were shooting somebody. Like Patti LaBelle, she was one person that I really loved to shoot. She always told me that I always made her look natural.
Okay.
She loved my work. Nicholas Ashford, when he was alive, had some of my work in his home. Yes. I've got a lot of stuff.
So when you encounter these people who we tend to call celebrities, what was something that stood out about them, their kindness and their courtesy towards you? Because a lot of times people that are celebrities aren't so kind to you.
Well, that's true, because I had a little bump with Phyllis Hyman.
Okay.
And but I got great pictures of her, but I had a little problem with her backstage, which you'll read about in my book, How I Got So Funky. And matter of fact, she was probably like really the only person that I really had a problem with. As far as, like, taking pictures, everybody else, they usually welcome me, and I had no problem, And I would just go ahead and do what I had to do. And then I ran into Tupac one night in Los Angeles, and it was funny because he was at a phone booth, and he was calling to get a ride, and he asked me, could I give him a ride? But I didn't know who he was. So my daughter, Shakia, was with me, and she knew right away who he was. So when he asked me, I told him, I said, no, I don't take strangers in my car. So my daughter was like tripping. Oh, my God, mama, there's Tupac. I said, what's a Tupac? So I've got the picture of him standing there holding the phone while he was asking me for a ride. I've just been blessed to be at the right place at the right time to get the shots that I've gotten.
Well, I would say that's God. That's the hand of the Almighty making sure that you get what you want, what you desire.
Yes.
Passion for what you do, Adela. You have passion.
Yes.
Yes. And being able to put up with personalities like that and get along with people, that in itself needs to be applauded, okay?
Yes, yes. I must say so, because I've been in places and situations that I ask myself, well, how did I get in this? How did I get to do this? How did I get to be around this person? I just been blessed to be in those situations.
Well, that was the hand of the Almighty, definitely. Source put you in the places where you need to be. I want to tell the people how I met you.
Yes, go right ahead.
I want to tell them, see, there are no accidents. There really aren't. And I met Adela maybe about 3 weeks ago in Bowie, Maryland. My partner, Elroy Boyd III, and CJ and Kamari and Michelle and I had gone up to visit Martha High. And my audience, just to refresh your memory, Martha High sung with James Brown for 32 years. And who comes in the door but Adela? And Adela, we were introduced to Adela through Martha High. And we sat there, we were doing a table read of a play that we have written for Miss High. And when she was so friendly sitting down at the table, we had little snacks and stuff on the table, and we had joking and playing around. And then she started telling us about what she does. And the next thing I know, she was taking pictures. She was taking pictures of Miss High and us. So we felt, Roy and I and all those students, we felt so honored to have Adela take photographs of us. And Adela, we just want to thank you for sharing, you know, that space with us. We would have never came to meet you if it wasn't for Martha High.
Right. Yes,
so,
indeed. Miss Martha High. I think Martha also, I've been knowing her for over 30 years, but probably about just as long as she's been with James Brown. And I have to give a shout out to her, because if it wasn't for her, I would have never made the move to go live in Spain.
That's right, Kelly. You moved to Spain now. You live in Spain, but you're not there now because of what's going on.
Exactly. And I don't think that I'll probably be going back, as much as I'd love to stay over there. But due to my health issues, I probably won't be able to go back.
Okay. Okay. So you're going to be in the U.S.
Until things are. Yes, I'm going to be here in the U.S.
She's going to be here in the U.S. because she gets around the world, y'all. She really does. And I know Martha went back. Martha's back over there now.
Yes,
so,
she's back in Spain. Yes, she is. So keep her in your prayers.
Yeah, we will do that as well as you. So tell us some of the wisdom you've gained from doing these pictures with these people. What is wisdom that you gained?
Well, I learned a lot. I started out with a 20/20 vision, which got me to capture a lot of the stuff that I'm known for. But after the years of doing photography, which has been over 40 years, I've gotten glaucoma.
Okay.
And by me getting glaucoma, I lost sight in my left eye.
Okay.
Which left me partially blind. So
all right.
What I've been blessed to do still is still shoot with what I have left. And that just lets me know that no matter what, your problem is, there's always a way as long as you believe in what you do. And I believe that I can still take pictures, and that's what I'm still continue doing in this lifetime that I'm here. I'm still taking pictures. I'm blessed to still do that.
Wonderful, wonderful. So you're saying you're telling our audience that you have to believe that you can do something, and then God just got you back. You know, just like he's had your back all these years. God got you back.
Yes.
So I would say that your faith has played a major role in you, your perseverance, your resilience, and your continuation to be able to have compassion for what you do and still do it.
It hasn't been an easy road. I've been through a lot. I've done a lot. But I've always had faith in God and in myself. And as long as I know I have that, I know I can continue to do whatever it is that I need to do. Right now, I'm on a mission.
I'm on a mission.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. And we all have to remember, when we go deep inside and ask, we will be shown what our mission is, because each one of us is given a mission.
Exactly. And you have to pay attention and listen very carefully, because you never know what God is telling you.
So that means you have to sit down, shut up, and listen, right?
Exactly. I like to get in my space and just be quiet.
And be quiet.
And
well, tell us
yes,
about
and
this.
Let him speak to me.
And let him speak to you, and not listen to what people say, this and this and that, whatever's going on, but listen how divine guidance is guiding you. So tell us
exactly.
about the book. Tell us about the book and how people can get in contact with you.
Okay,
So they can stay updated on when things are happening, you know.
Yes. Okay, well, my website is www.photosbyadela.com. The book is called How I Got So Funky, which starts with the beginning of me as a child when I was being raised in Potter's Crossing, New Jersey, which is a part of Edison, New Jersey.
Okay.
And it goes on from that to my school years, as a big fan of James Brown. And then it goes on through to when I met George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic, which they lived like 15 minutes away from Piscataway to Plainfield. And then Okay. And then it goes from there on to when I met up with a Sly Stone from Sly and the Family Stone. And then it just cruises on through.
Wonderful. So how soon will this book be published? How soon?
I'd say in about another year. I'd say in a year.
Okay, so we can look out for it, and we will let our listening audience know when it does become available, Adela.
Yes.
And we can have you back on the show, or have you back on this platform to talk a little bit more about in detail about the book once it's out there. Okay?
Yes, no problem.
Parting words, would you like to leave a pearl of wisdom would you like to leave with the audience today?
Yeah, I would like to say that no matter what it is that you're going through, there's always a solution. And if you don't believe, first of all, you have to believe. If you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to ever believe in anything that's going to happen with you. And I'm a firm believer that whatever I set my mind to and I put it out there in the atmosphere, and once I put it out there, it happens. And my God has not failed me yet.
Well, that's wonderful. And we thank you, Adela, for being with us today. And we will be in touch, and we will stay in touch with you to see the progress that you made. And I'm sure that you and I will, and Roy, will have more encounters in doing things and see how we can help each other out. Totally. So
yes.
We thank you for being with us today. And our listening audience out there, what we want you to remember again is, He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole wide world in His hands. Just remember that. And we thank Tyler Perry for putting up the video within there, because I watched it and I was impressed with it. And we're going to say we will see you the next time on Love, Light, and Positivity. Make it a good day. And remember to be the light and not the lampshade.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.